Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right. Does anybody have something to talk about today?
Oh, boy. Is it going to be one of those days?
Yeah.
We should say where Elvis is, first of all.
Yeah, where Elvis is shoveling his driveway.
Yes.
Which is something I have to do when I get home. Oh. It's something that... Have you kept up with it, Danielle?
Sheldon went out a couple of times yesterday to try and keep up with it, but then I felt like as soon as he came back in, they plowed, and he's like, son of a bitch! Yeah. All the work I just did, they just... Forget about it. Yeah.
Yep. That bottom of the driveway. See, Froggy, you don't have to deal with this bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, it's cold, but I don't have to deal with the snow. Yes.
Froggy said yesterday he was scared of the cold and that he wouldn't even leave. Even though he has a garage and a car, he wouldn't even leave to go get food.
No, because you got to get out of your house to go into the place to get it. No, I'm not doing it.
Gosh. Oh, my goodness.
They don't have, like, curbside delivery?
You know what's interesting about Froggy, though? Like, I sent him a video joking around, like, this is a snowblower. I'm sure you've never seen this before, but... 2 weeks ago, Froggy posted a video. He went outside of his house because it was cold in Florida and threw a cup of hot water on the windshield. And I go, don't you know about the defroster inside the car?
No. It's not me. It's not me that doesn't know about that. It's the person that was driving the car. And she's sending me text messages. My windshield's frozen over. And every time I run the windshield, I was just making a scraping noise. What do I do? So I was just like, you know what? Instead of trying to explain that to her, which would have taken an hour, I just said it's easier to go out and throw some cold water on the windshield so it didn't crack. And it just was gone immediately.
Good.
And it was
cold.
Done.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Because it's harder to...
I was very
to...
concerned about you throwing hot water at a cold windshield. I'm like, you're going
to
break that
When
one.
It comes to my wife and Danielle, you are much better to just do it yourself than try to explain to them how to do it, because it will take 3 days. And it's very frustrating.
I think that's genius of them then. That's genius, because they got little workers.
How do you know we don't do that on purpose?
I know you do. No, damsel in distress.
Yeah, Danielle, when we used to be in the studio, Danielle would come up to me and go, can you help me record something? What button?
That means, can you do it for me?
I've gotten all of you. I've gotten Nate to do it. I've gotten Brody to do it. I've gotten Scary to do it. I've gotten. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I stopped doing it since Danielle. The one time I caught Danielle doing it was the last time I did it for her. She knows how to do it.
Uh-huh. No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
And they also get that sound that sound in their voice. Can you help me? I'm like, no. We're not going to ask that way.
My favorite is when the board like shuts down or something happens. I go, Scary, I don't understand what happened.
Yeah.
I didn't push anything.
You give me that voice, and then how do I not help you at that point?
It's fairy dust. It's Tinkerbell pixie dust. That's what it is, pixie dust.
If we're ever back in the studio at any given time, you know Danielle will get away with this now because you'll be like, we haven't done this in so long. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, guys.
Good for you.
Hi, Preston.
I think she figured out the system.
Say hi, Preston. They said hi.
Hello.
He said hello.
Yeah.
Nate, do you shovel? I mean, you shouldn't be shoveling, right?
Oh no, I shovel. I mean, it takes me a while, but yeah, I shovel.
Yeah, but you could use that to get out of things. Like I use my, you know, to get out of shit. Like I don't want to do. Like I really shouldn't be doing that. Like you could use that to get out of it.
I use this way too much. I use the fact that I've had two strokes way too much in my life to, you know. Like, I can't remember how to make that. I don't know. I don't remember.
So you're not going to use the excuse that gives people the most strokes to get out of doing this?
No. You know, luckily we have that dumpster in our driveway, so it's only half the driveway to shovel. So it's really not that bad.
That's Dude, did good. They put a cover on the dumpster?
No.
No, it's just full of snow now.
Oh, no.
Not my problem.
But don't you pay for the weight?
No,
it's per dump.
Yeah, pay per dump. So, I mean, and right now they've got like 90% of the shit in there from the house, so I don't have to worry about, you know.
Wow.
That'll be a big dump then.
I think my worst nightmare is being a homeowner and having to go to Lowe's and Home Depot and these places to buy salt, rock salt, and plows and shovels.
Oh, you
got to
get calcium chloride, Scary.
I'm with you, Scary.
Sodium chloride?
Calcium chloride. So
oh, I was like, sodium chloride. Can't you kill people?
But Gandhi, I feel like you're on the same page here. I mean, right now you're with your boyfriend, but like living in an apartment is just like, oh, God, I don't have to worry about any of this shit.
It's great. Something breaks.
Yeah, you just know. You just walk up to the front desk and you're like, oh, there's like a pile of snow outside the door. And then you move on. You don't have to do anything. It's great. Yeah.
Scary, your worst nightmare is not going to Home Depot. It's getting married, having kids, having a pet, or, not working at the radio station.
I don't want to deal with the private property, all that property and stuff. And what if somebody, I always figured, what if I own something and then somebody goes trips on my sidewalk and they try and sue me? I don't want to have that responsibility.
Is that what you're worried about?
Is that really what you're worried about?
You're not going to have a family or a house because you're worried that somebody's going to slip on your lawn.
I like watching the neighbors all like help each other out. Like if one of them has a snowblower, it goes over and helps.
That's what happened yesterday because I love blowing snow, but I'm...
Shut up. How old is she?
I'm almost stuck in the city.
I'm almost stuck in the city when there's big snowstorms. Amy's home alone with the kids. So the neighbors came over yesterday and they shoveled and they blew the driveway. So, you know, it's very nice living in a community.
I did offer to blow the snow yesterday. I said, if you want, because Sheldon goes, I'm going out again. I go, if you want me to come out, I'll do it. He says, yeah, that's what we want.
No, I'll tell you why, and then I'll tell you why.
Credit though,
because
you got
whatever
credit.
Whatever you go out and do, he's going to have to undo and then do it right. So
You're
it's
right.
twice the work.
And Spencer would normally go out and help him, but he had homework because they had, you know, they didn't have school yesterday, but they still gave him homework. So that was his excuse. Poor Sheldon.
You know, speaking of,
I will say though, like I could be dead in my apartment for months, and I don't think anybody would ever know. So it probably is good to have like neighbors that you actually talk to. I left so long ago. I'm not kidding you. It was 3 months later. My front door guy called me, and he's like, "Hey, just seeing if you're alive. Hadn't seen you walk in the door for a while." I was like, 3 months later, Justin? It took you 3 months. Okay, cool.
You know, speaking of snowblowers, have you guys ever Googled Portuguese snowblower?
No.
Oh, are you about to infect my phone?
It sounds like
with
a sex act.
It is. So just look it up and read it because I think it's a little too.
Watch Danielle's face.
No, I'm not even looking it up. I don't want it on my computer.
Scotty, have you ever tried that?
Bad.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Yeah.
You've tried that, Scotty?
I have no idea what it is.
I watched Leonardo DiCaprio do this in Wolf of Wall Street yesterday.
Oh, I don't do coke.
Oh.
Is that what that is? I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Yep. No.
Right out of the bunghole.
I don't do coke. I do it. What are you saying? You do everything else, Scotty?
No.
His limitations.
Yeah. Oh, I think my favorite thing, though, about like these urban dictionary definitions, they always add a nationality to something. Like, why is that Portuguese?
I have no clue. I don't know why.
Do they get a lot of snow?
Are Portuguese? Any of us in urban dictionary?
Okay, oh, Gandhi, yeah, everybody. You know the Spanish would never do that.
Straight Nate? I think straight.
They're
someone
Portuguese.
Made a
they're not Spanish.
Oh, goodness.
I'm saying the Spanish wouldn't, so you got to do Portuguese.
You blame the Portuguese for it? My urban dictionary definition is really nice. It doesn't make any sense. It's the only place you can actually find me. Oh, I have to find it. It's like, I'm a great friend and a wonderful person to have in your life. Let's see. Used to describe probably the best thing that can happen to any person. Beautiful, caring, stunning, and perfect in literally every way. Understanding yet extremely sensitive, so requires a lot of patience. Values the word promise.
What
word? Yo, that girl is really fine. She must be a Maida.
Oh,
Maida. Oh.
It's a lie. I didn't put that in there.
I thought you were going to say a Gandhi. I was like, oh, that chick be starving.
Nate has beautiful hair and eyes and body in general. He's smooth with the ladies and has sexalicious feet. Nate likes to flip off people a lot and to step on lilies. Nate has nice fingers and knows 18 digits of pi. Nate is truly a god. Really? Who the fuck
Do you know 18
this?
Digits of pi?
Did
you? You wrote it, Nate.
I didn't write that.
You so wrote it. You just wrote it down and
did
read it.
Not.
If you look up Gandhi, it says Indian version of bust down, Tatiana.
Danielle is the most amazing girl you'll ever meet. She has an incredible smile that will light a room and always knows what to say when you're feeling down.
That's true.
Oh, that's nice.
Scary. Scary, frightening, sketchy, hairy.
Nailed it.
That pretty sounds spot, like a song. Scary.
Oh, Scott, a boy or man who is very adorable. He is usually tall, strong, and is very compassionate. He gives the best hugs ever, and his smile makes your heart pound. He is by far the nicest guy anyone could ever know.
Aww.
If you meet one, keep him close.
Does it say anything about keeping your stuffed animals away from him?
No.
Yeah.
We should add that.
Yeah. Garrett is probably the most kindest guy you'll ever meet, but he could be a pain in the ass. He has a great sense of humor and is very funny to be around. He's also very creative and can have a dirty mind at some times.
These are way too nice for Urban Dictionary. What
this
is going
on? David Brody. Well, David's a very sweet and handsome guy, but who is also very shy, who is extremely good at mostly anything he does and won't admit it. They need help.
So, <Nope. laughs> not true.
Totally not true. Won't admit it.
Not shy. I'll admit it.
There will be add-ons after this podcast, by the way, to our names.
You can submit anything to Urban Dictionary, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
See, so straight Nate could have his own and by the end of the day.
Yeah,
you know what he did? He just
like
read it.
Urban Dictionary really had a better definition years ago. Now I feel like everybody's just running rampant, putting whatever the fuck they want on there.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want the like grossest dirty thing to ever look up on Urban Dictionary, and you cannot read this one out loud, go ahead and Google the Alabama Hot Pocket.
Oh, I've seen that before.
This isn't very nice. I just Googled David Brody in Urban Dictionary, and it says, fuck Brody Day. On December 18th, everyone's allowed to talk crap about anyone named Brody. People named Brody are allowed to talk crap about other Brodies, but are not allowed to talk back.
What?
I didn't even know there was a list.
Wait, do you know vacation.
What? I just put in urbandictionary.com just to see what would come up, and it says January 31st, word of the day, shit in your teeth.
Words.
When your significant other or date has lettuce or spinach or something visible in their teeth. Fuck you. You have shit in your teeth.
Who writes this shit?
I don't know.
I think they gave up the office, and it's just like free reign now.
Right. Yeah, I feel like a bunch of 13 and 14-year-old boys just got a hold of this and started putting whatever the hell they wanted in it.
Right.
Yak shaving? God. What the fuck is it?
Tanya, the Alabama Hot Pocket's going to make
that's
you puke.
That's disgusting on so many different levels. So I feel like we're almost out of time. Does anybody else?
Yeah.
Do you think Elvis is actually shoveling or he had to go like poop?
No, he's shoveling.
No, I think he's shoveling. Yeah.
His driveway's like 4 miles long, though. He may have a heart attack.
No, Nate, are you asking if we're out of time or are we out of gas?
Driveway.
We're out of. Do you feel like we're out of gas, Froggy?
What does Urban
Dictionary say? I'm asking if you would like to be out of gas, or did you want to know how much time we have left?
Raise your hand if you feel like we've run out of gas.
I think so.
Let's see what run out of gas on Urban Dictionary
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's look that up.
I just looked up Froggy. It says to be jumpy or anxious, and he's anxious to end the podcast. So.
How much time do we really have, though, if you think?
Sorry, we couldn't find run out of gas on Urban Dictionary.
What?
That's weird.
Out of gas.
Well, let's just put some stuff when the podcast run out of gas to talk about.
When a person has to poop really bad and they can no longer buy time by farting.
Is that true?
That's what it says.
That oh my god, that is actually very.
That's
accurate.
When you have to do a 3-2-4-2. You're out of gas.
I'm out of gas.
Buy time by farting.
Yeah. Relieve that valve. All right, we're done. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.